The negotiators are hoping to map out the details of how North Korea can meet its declared intention to disclose and disable all of its nuclear facilities by the end of the year. This week's discussions are expected to focus on two points. The first is how Pyongyang would verifiably and completely disable its Yongbyon nuclear reactor, which is currently closed down. The second is to set a timetable for the disclosure of all of the North's nuclear activities. The nuclear talks began Thursday with the North Korean envoy Kim Kae-gwon indicating that his country is ready to make progress on the issues. The chief U.S. envoy to the talks, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, says that in general, Washington and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, are on the same wavelength. But he told reporters there are still differences to overcome.
We'd like to do more. DPRK would like us to do less. We'll figure out a way through that. So there's no big gap.
Both Hill and Kim said earlier that this week's talks would be a critical stage in the four-year denuclearization effort. The negotiations, which also involve China, Japan, South Korea, and Russia, reach a breakthrough in February. Pyongyang agreed in principle to scrap its nuclear facilities in exchange for fuel oil, food, fertilizer, plus security and diplomatic incentives. That agreement came 4 months after the North conducted its first nuclear explosion. Hedda Bayron, VOA News, Hong Kong.